the game, cause see the boxing boys. Welcome back, gang, for the first time and hopefully many more to come. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and click on the notifications right here, this little bell, so you can get those emails every time we go live. Peace.
Yeah, what up? All right, good morning, Coach Derrick James. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, bro? What's happening?
I'm good, man. Listen, so I was at the Danny Garcia, Sean Porter press conference in New York City Monday. Yeah. And obviously stirring the pot, trying to figure out what's going on with your star fighter, Errol Spence Jr., and this Mikey Garcia call out. So first and foremost, before I give you any of my great information, I want to know, how do you feel about the matchup?
What matchup?
Earl versus Mikey Garcia.
Well, I like it. I like the heart that Mikey Garcia has. I like his determination. I like his desire to be the best. I mean, you can never overlook an individual like that. So I like it. I think that, you know, this is a bigger skill guy, a smaller skill guy. So we'll see who always had added at a smaller guy with good skills could be the big guy. Okay, big guy. But it's difficult to deal with a big guy who has similar skills also for him. So we'll see if, you know, if what I've always believed to be true or not.
Now, you're more of a historian than me because, you know, I've been talking about this on the show at length, and I just can't recall anyone moving up two divisions and being successful outside of Pacquiao, which had tangibles. Like, Oscar was not Oscar when he did that, let alone anyone just moving up directly, like, without a warm-up fight, you know what I mean? Without, like, testing the water at 47.
Cause, yeah.
I mean, well, yeah. Broner did it, right? Broner did
yeah,
do it, but
Mosey,
it...
Same Mosey did it also.
He
did not fight at 140. He went from 135 to 147.
No. Mosley had 247 fights before he fought Oscar.
Listen, but what I'm saying, you said before he fought for the title.
Yeah, because that's the threat, right?
Okay,
you could go to 47. If you're Mikey, if you're Mikey, I don't have a problem with you going to 47 and testing the water, but you're going after the shark, and you want to see if you could beat him.
But at the same time, it's like, in his mind, he's like, why waste my time fighting somebody else when, like this. This is somebody asked me from KOLs in LA. He said, what? Mikey Garcia fights at 147 every fight. Every fight he fights at 147.
But you mean fight night weigh-in?
Yeah, he fights at 147. So it's not like he can't hold the weight or do whatever. He fights at 147 every fight. So that's not the problem or the issue. He's going after the top dog in the weight division. I mean, hey, man, that's very admirable.
All right, Derek. But why don't you sound the way you sounded when Earl fought everyone else? And you're like, these guys are going to get hurt. They're going to find out that even though I was really Pacquiao.
I said the same thing all the time. I would not say that. I mean, I'm not going to say, what I want to say is this. I've never said anybody's going to get hurt. I just said my guy's going to win. Now, if how I feel about this, and I may feel that same way you're saying, I'm just not saying that, because it's like skill for skill, it's a good fight, you know what I mean? We want to beat him, not because we're bigger than him, but because we have better skills than him.
Oh, shit. Don't tell me you're going in there changing the game plan, because everybody's expecting Earl to go in there and just walk him down.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that, listen to me, what I'm saying is I'm not saying anything. I'm not giving up anything.
It's all right. I don't want to talk game plan anymore. I know how you feel. So let's talk about, obviously, the good aspect of it, right? Like, for your fighter, I interviewed Espinoza. This is going to be pay-per-view. So, like, first things first is, how happy are you for Earl? And two, are you shocked that Earl was able to become a pay-per-view fighter before Deontay, before Broner, before Keith, before Sean and Danny, all guys that are proven and do more viewership numbers on Showtime and CBS over Earl? Like, this is out of left field.
When Earl fought against Linda Bundley at the most watched fight.
Yeah, but that's after the Olympics. Come on, but that was after the Olympics.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It's
all right, but that's one fight. That's one six million people watched fight. Danny and Keith had 5 million when they watched them on CBS.
Danny and Keith, two guys combined. That's one guy by himself got 6.1 million. That's one guy.
You gotta factor in the Olympics.
Nobody knows. Nobody, 75% of the people who were watching the Olympics stayed to watch that fight. So it was not about the Olympics. It was about that
guy. So what you saying? How many buys is this fight doing?
I'm not into that. I don't even know. I don't even know. But I'll put it like this. People are going to be interested in seeing the fight. And that's the key element. I think that, with Danny Garcia and Keith Thurman, all those guys, they've kind of been laying dormant. They've kind of been on the low. So, everybody's been knowing this is going to happen. This guy's going to become this guy. Everybody was seeing it, whether they accepted it or not. They saw it coming. So it's not like people are surprised, like you asked me before, this guy's a pay-per-view fighter, that guy. I think that people like his style, his to go out and get it, the counterpunching, the defensive guy's going to go get it. And so I think that's what's appealing to the people.
Danny Garcia told me directly on my interview that he feels Earl nor Mikey have the personality to be a pay-per-view star, and that if Showtime is going to do this, they need to invest a lot of money in 24/7 All Access and follow the Mayweather blueprint. Do you agree? Do you think this fight
I don't.
Well, listen. I mean, I don't mean do you agree 100%, but do you agree at least with the... Go ahead.
Because remember this, listen to this. See, this clowning, cooning, buffooning, asinine acting was something that was more recent, right? But wait a minute, Tommy Hearns, all those guys, they were quiet. They didn't talk. You know what I'm saying? They just fought. So, see, what people have to understand, you don't pander to the asinine people in the corner, right, or who want to see this. People, if you want to see a fight, you come to see a fight. When they want to see Sugar Leonard, they want to see a fight. You understand? They want to see Tommy Hearns and Hagler. They want to see two top guys fighting. So it wasn't about this cooning before. It's not about their personality. Their personalities are not fighting in the ring. You understand? The skill set is fighting in the ring. And that's where, he is a guy who doesn't know much about the sport. It's like the guy who says black fighters are not exciting fighters to watch when how many Mexican superstars that have been in boxing? 3? Canelo, Oscar De La Hoya, Julio Cesar Chavez? So, who's been carrying, who's been the guy people been watching fight the fights? Back fighters. So, you can't make asinine statements and cater to his idea that you have to have this personality or the brilliant guy or the meanest guy to pull numbers, because it's about the intriguing fight. It's not about the conversation. It's not about the antics that a guy has outside of the ring. It's about him, two guys going to fight in the skill set. Remember that. I'm just saying.
Does the undercard matter? Or do you think because Earl does 12,000 both New York and Texas and Mikey does the same in Los Angeles?
They never even mentioned undercard in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to mention undercard. They really never really mentioned undercard at any time. You know what I mean? When Earl was fighting. So I think that you'll see. I mean, I think that it's gonna sell a lot. Dallas made a lot of money when people came to town, because the people came, it wasn't Dallas people, it was only people from all over the country, people from D.C., New York, Buffalo, North Carolina, South Carolina, people from the state of Washington. So people came in from everywhere. So So he has that same type of appeal. I mean, Mikey had people, you know, people come in, and a lot of people from LA and around the surrounding areas of California and Vegas. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see, man. I think that those guys, listen, those guys can't sell tickets unless they have another guy with them. You can't put them on a, cause you put the guy on the card in LA. And who, I mean, not LA, but when he fought in Vegas, how many people came to the fight?
Talking about Danny?
Yeah.
I don't have the exact numbers.
It wasn't that many. You can count them. It wasn't that many. Players. It wasn't that many. So, you know, so it's like they don't have the pay-per-view idea. When he fought Keith Thurman, he had Keith Thurman. They both, it was intriguing to see two guys fight.
I mean, they did 16,600 in the Barclays in tickets, and they did $5 million on TV. But let's switch a little bit to Mikey now. What did you see? I mean, because I expected him to beat Robert Easter. But I think Robert Easter did good. Like, I wanted Robert Easter to fight tall. I wanted him to use his jab, which he did, but he never really let anything go behind it. He worked it up and down well, and it slowed Mikey down to the body sometimes when he would poke him to the body, but he never really let that right hand go. What was your assessment of Mikey's performance?
I think Mikey did good, man. I think that was the type of performance he needed to make people even get behind the idea of him fighting against Errol Spence. I think that he was very dominant. I think Robert did well, or as good as he possibly could do, and I like Robert. Yeah, I mean, he fought the best fight he could fight. I mean, you know what I mean? And I think that but Mikey did well. I mean, Mikey, I could see the punches that Mikey was setting up when he was setting up the shots. I mean, because he's a good technical fighter. And, you know, I think technique beat natural ability every day of the week. Technical skills, you know, beat with a great mental capacity can beat a natural athlete every day of the week because their natural athleticism only takes you so far.
Now, he didn't score the knockout, which in my opinion, that would have made the statement, I can beat Earl. You know, not because...
No. Knocking out of Robert Easter doesn't say you can beat Earl Spence, but knocking out of Robert Easter says that I have enough power to deal with his power. Right? But
okay.
I think that he fought, put it like this. We all have expectations of what we think should happen, but you got another man who's a world champ fighting back. So it's not like he's a pushover, he's a walk in the park. Robert Easter is a great fighter. Very, very skilled fighter. He's a big guy. And he's done, you know, I'm thinking about he's had great scoring, been in the ring with great guys before Robert Easter has. So, I mean, you get hit with a good shot, you get up, and he kept fighting. I mean, he has fortitude.
What I was going to say was, he didn't knock him out, but Robert Easter did come out on social media and was very adamant about how hard Mikey hits.
And that was a joke. That was a joke. I talked about that yesterday. He was joking about it. He can punch, but I think that was more of a joke. I mean, you know, I think he was joking about that. You know?
Mm.
From what I understand, it was a joke.
Okay. So you're not
Wait. But I was sitting right there on the front row. I could hear some punches. So he can punch. I'm not going to punch this man. I love Mikey Garcia. There's a lot of boxers in boxing. I don't watch a lot of boxing. I watch Mikey Garcia fight. He's so technical. He's so skilled. And I watch skilled fighters. I watch his fight.
I've been asking other people, I asked Ken Porter, do you see Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather special in Mikey? Like, is he going to be one of those guys that moves up divisions and does win?
I think he can do that, but I think this is a tall, tall order. So, you know what I mean? I think he can, you know, I think he can do that if he fought somebody else. You know, but I don't think he can do it. Put like this, Danny Garcia is a 135 pound. He just gained weight. Come on, be honest.
He
fought 132 in the amateurs. I think they all did or whatever. Maybe Mikey fought 120 something, but they gained weight and they got a little bigger. Floyd went from 119. I mean, 125. So they're all not big guys. They just gained weight. So, you know, L is the guy who's the actual 147-pounder. So let's talk about that opposed to the guy. So what you gain, you know, 10 pounds, 8 pounds, 12, it's, you know, for them, you know, they walk around at that weight all the time. They train at that weight. They do everything at 147, 154. You know, they just get down to the weight to make the weight limit. But they normally walk around possibly at those weights. I mean, like, you know, I think Michael Garcia, as far as Marcus Madonna, who's a tough, big punching guy, man. So, you know, hey, man, he's accustomed to being in the ring with guys who can punch. So, and the thing about his skill set has to be so good that he can spar with him. Other than that, he's getting the hell beat out of him by Marcus Madonna. So it was obvious his skill set is good enough that he can deal with that guy. So I can do another big puncher also. That's what I believe. But I like him.
I was going to ask, drawing a blank here. Oh, my God. I was trying to hold on to this and not interrupt you. All right, so here it goes. It was, how does this work for Earl in terms of, like, we know or we expect him to win, right? So it's only a win-win for Mikey. Like, he tries to beat Earl. He doesn't. The world loves him the way they did Kell Brook. You know, but for Earl, like, you're supposed to beat him. And if you don't look good, it's bad for you. If you don't knock him out, they question you.
I think, but at the same time, you can't question him because he's knocked everybody else out. So, you fight a guy, put like this. This is because a lot of people, they try to discredit, like, the opposition that he's faced before, right? Let's go back to that. So, Chris Algieri beat the 140-pound Triple G, who was, what's the guy's name? Provodnikov.
Ruslan Provodnikov.
Ruslan Provodnikov beat a lot of people. And let me move up to 147 in order to get to Tim Bradley. So, that shows how good Chris Algieri really was in that fight. He can't fight Pacquiao. Pacquiao's a killer fighter. So that's what you get. So he's been fighting better fighters and good fighters. But let me tell you, this guy, not knocking him out doesn't mean he's not good. It's not in the question. But he's knocked out all the, 10, 12, 13 fighters, whatever it is in the world. So it's not so much about this guy's very skilled. This guy's very technical. This guy is a champion. He knows how to win. If he hasn't been knocked out before, he knows how to not get knocked out also. So, you know, it's like you can't question that. You just, the victory is the victory. I mean, you know, you can't, you know, Hagler beat Hearns. But was it a win-win? I mean, it's the same situation. Hagler moved up to fight Tommy Hearns. I mean, so, you know, so that, they never questioned that. So I think that people say that he should beat him until he's bigger and stronger. And I mean, if he doesn't knock him out, I mean, I can't see anybody going 12 rounds with Errol Spence. Put like this. If they do go 12 rounds, it's going to be, you know, it'll be, you know, hey.
He's not going to be the same.
It's going to be broken up, man. You're laughing. I'm just listening.
You know, I don't think this fight should happen. Listen, Terrence Crawford is out there. He has a belt and he doesn't have a fight. And he's not like I spoke to Espinoza. And Espinoza tells me we got tens of millions of dollars invested into Deontay Wilder. There's no way we're gonna let him go across the street and we're gonna lose the upside. But when he spoke of Terrence Crawford, he's like, ESPN hasn't invested 10 fights in him. So why not make an aggressive offer to Terrence Crawford so that Earl can have a real adversary, someone that he's already arguing with on Twitter consistently.
Put like this. So this is a question about Terrence Crawford that you should ask. You question Terrence Crawford or Mikey Garcia fight now. They both fought at 135. Mikey Garcia's the one, just like Then he got to 135 pounds and moved up to 140. Was fighting 147. So they've done what he's done. And they, none of those guys have fought hell. It's like Terrence Crawford. I mean, he's good. Yeah, I mean, I never watched him fight. I don't watch him fight. Put it like that. I've seen him fight Rigondeaux. That was like the, no, I saw him fight Post. That was the last fight I saw him fight.
Yo, that was a shot, James? You saw him fight Rigondeaux?
No, I mean, not Rigondeaux. I mean, what's the guy name?
Victor Postal.
No. What's the Cuban?
Oh, Felix Diaz. Felix Diaz, the other Cuban.
No, that's Dominican. The Cuban
kid
name is
Gamboa. Gamboa.
So no, it wasn't a shot. I just hadn't seen him fight. But then I saw him fight Gamboa. I tell you, I don't watch a lot of boxing, so I saw him fight Gamboa. I saw him fight Postal. I haven't seen him fight since then. I'm just being honest. I mean, so that's just what it is, man. But I mean,
So my last one.
You talking about LLM. So Terrence Crawford is a fight. I mean, I think it may happen. I mean, but yeah, two companies, two situations, you know, two whatever. And I don't know if they get along like that. Just like, put like this. People talk about why Mike Garcia calling out Errol Spence to not talk about Lomachenko. Well, first of all, I was just with them for like years, and I didn't fight for 3 years with Top Rank. Then you telling me I'm gonna go over there and let them make some more money off of me? I wasn't good enough for them to pay me before, but now I'm gonna go over there and fight one of their guys, and they're gonna make a whole lot of money off of me. Now, what kind of look? He may harbor feelings, he may harbor whatever it is, and feel a certain way about those people. It ain't about what other people feel; it's about his personal. I let them make money off of me. I'm asking you. I was with them and they wouldn't pay me. Now they're going to make money off of me? That's a question you have to ask. I mean, hey, listen. I'm not going. I mean, people feel a certain way about certain things. I think he didn't want to interact with them. I mean, and that guy's with those people. Point blank.
Understandable because, Deontay Wilder recently took a stance of principle and turned down the flat fee ultimately because the fight got pushed back and didn't happen in September. So if Mikey feels like, look, man, Top Rank, dicked me around when I was with them, why would I go back to them to do business? I get it. The last question, I want to give you a few, and I know you said you don't do this, but you got to do this. So I know you, I'm going to give you a few fights just to give you a barometer, and then you got to tell us how much Mikey Earl does. All right, so Terrence Crawford, he's already attempted to be pay-per-view. He fought Victor Postol on pay-per-view. They did 50,000.
He's not a pay-per-view fighter, no.
Roy Jones versus B-Hop back in the day, the rematch did 50,000. Marquez.
Well, come on.
Marquez Bradley. They did 225.
Yeah.
Triple G Lemieux, 170. Kovalev Ward, 190. Who else Triple G did a pay-per-view with? He did two. He got 170 twice, though, so it don't even matter. Canelo, Liam Smith, he did 325. So where does Earl the Pearl and Mikey Garcia land?
Hey, man, I don't know, man. I think he's in a good fight. I am not.
Give me a number, Derek. Stop it.
How do you say that I am supposed to be?
All right, I'll give you some more. So look, Sergio Martinez' first pay-per-view was with Cotto, right? They did like 500.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but Sergio Martinez was a... And Cotto had like 20 years. Sergio Martinez was like really hot. So, Cotto probably carried the whole thing. But I think that.
Triple G Brook did 400 in the UK, but that don't count. UK loves boxing.
Yeah, but I don't even think that's even play pay per view. I mean, it should be a regular television.
But how they going to pay him? Because, I'm glad to see you. I was going to let you off the phone, but now we got to talk longer. How they going to pay him? On paper, Danny Garcia and Keith both got $2 million. Now there's no way Mikey coming up two divisions to take $2 million to fight the toughest guy. when the other guys took $2 million not to fight him. You understand?
So if you put a fight like that on regular television, so you know how you make your money, right? You sell commercials.
Oh, so you wanted to go to national television?
Wait, because check it out. So see, when the fight goes on regular television, when people so asinine and think that when PBC put no fights on television, you know how stupid they were to say they weren't making money? You know what it is. To run a commercial in a regular market for 30 seconds, a lot of money, right? But you got 27 to 30 markets in America running the same commercial or different commercials. So they're selling out on the time on the spots. So add that money up. You know, it's a lot of money. So they pay them like that. You know, you make the money off of the commercials. You sell the spots.
Well, I spoke to Espinoza. They looking at pay-per-view.
Well, they were CBS also. So
I mean, you're right, and nothing's finalized, so you never know. But he was definitely saying the economics of it. You know, they would be looking at pay-per-view. I was trying to pin him down to a number. It looks like he's thinking maybe 200. So, I don't know.
I'm just a boxing coach. I'm the trainer. I'm the teacher.
You're more than that. In this generation, trainers are so much more. You guys are personalities.
I'm never going to bash nobody. I'm never going to come out.
Everybody's personality doesn't have to be.
Right. Negative.
Exactly.
I got you. Right. I say that to say.
You know what people talk about you a lot? Your pad work, man. I don't think they've seen many trainers do that interactive pad work a lot. Like when we post videos of you, they're always, you know, praising the way you do pad work.
Because I feel like that I do, to me, is actual. So I put in a body reaction to the timing in between the shots. And you see how high L's punch that is, or connect ratio there, because you work with him on his mental capacity to be able to compute, to see the openings, to create the openings. So this shot creates, you know, so that's kind of what we're doing to mid. So it's not so much about working them out. You see, when a lot of people work them out instead of teaching, instead of work with other aspects of the game, I'm not a guy that's going to never work you out. I'm never going to work them out. I'm always be teaching. I'll always be working on something, because I believe that every day you have time to either help this guy get better or to dumb him down and get him worse. So I choose the latter. I choose to get him better, man, and just to build him up and, you know, help work with him on the situation.
Can't believe you say you're not a personality, man. Words like that, brother, people hear these things and they grow on.
What I mean by the personality is I'm not a guy who's going to make a scene about a situation. You know what I mean?
That's not a personality. That's some more acting.
Well, you're right. So, because a personality is an individual who is a part of a situation. I got that. And, you know, my thing is I don't want to be bigger than my guys. I don't try to be bigger than my guys. I don't want to take attention from my guys. So, I mean, it's like, if I'm winning training out of here, if I'm doing this, I'm doing that, whatever it is I'm doing, but my guys are not looking good, then it doesn't matter what you win, man. It doesn't matter how good you do. If your guys aren't looking great, you know, who cares? You know, so that's the most important part about my job and what I take very seriously. My guys, you know, the way they look, their performances, you know. So that's the key out there for me, man.
Well, look, we're coming up on a half an hour because you still ain't give me that number. I just need that number.
I don't know. You can make a guess.
You can make an educated guess. That's what this is about. You watch pay-per-views. You've seen others. You know.
I think they're going to have a lot of people at the fights. They're on the sale. Whatever venue you are, they're going to sell it. pay-per-view, I think that these are two big fighters, man. I mean, I would say, I'm going to be honest, I would say like, you know, 300.
300. Okay, that's good. That's good. Let's hope
300 to 400. You know.
300 to 400. Wow. All right.
Just because you pushed me to an idea. you know, you can't hold me on any of this because this is not even. But I mean,
no, of course. I mean, listen, it's a guess. We're all going to guess. That's like right. That's going to be the hottest headline out. You know, the week of, like, how many do they do? How well does this do? So let's see, man.
I think people are going to be interested to see how well Mikey does. I mean, because he handled, you know,
they love this story. I can't believe that they, look, I'm not being fooled again and again and again.
I do. Listen, I'm going to tell you why I do, because I believe in, put like this, has Mikey Garcia ever let you down? And listen,
yo, I'm going to tell you when he let me down. He let me down when he didn't, what was it? He was supposed to fight. Oh, he let me down in that Salido fight. He let me down in the Salido fight with the headbutt.
Salido is amazing.
I know he looked amazing, but the body language, when he got the headbutt, he chose to, you know, quit. And I know it's the right thing. You save your fight.
I didn't see the Salido fight.
Yeah, it was getting rough. Like, he was beating Salido. He dropped him a bunch of times, but Salido was making it a very rough fight. He headbutted him. He broke his nose. And they went to the cards, you know? So, but outside of that, Roman Martinez dropped him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, little Roman Martinez could drop you. Earl is going to break you.
It's not about anybody can get knocked down and get hit with a flush shot. You know what I mean? But I think that, I mean, I'm not saying was not going to, I'm just saying.
Listen, you already said on this tape that you said he could beat another welterweight, not Earl. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's what I'm supposed to believe. Am I supposed to say that he's going to beat my guy? No, I mean, that's crazy. So I'm not going to get that much. Like, yeah, I believe in myself and my guy enough to say that. And you know what? The brother and the father say they don't want Mikey to fight him, right? I don't believe that.
Oh, you don't believe that?
I believe that's the hustle. I believe they got. That's what I believe.
What did you think? Oh my God, this call is gonna be forever. What did you think when Mikey seen the Campos fight, the Ocampos fight, and they asked him, "Do you still want to fight?" And he's like, "Yeah, I want to fight him more now."
Yeah, I like that. No, listen, man. What flaws
do you think he's seeing in your guy?
Listen, man. Everybody sees flaws in something until they get in the ring with him. The punches on him, and that's why he's blocking him. He's hitting, catching with his elbow. He's pairing the punches down in mid air. See, but in their mind, they don't see him knocking the punches down and blocking the shot. So he's always getting hit like the touch. Okay. So he's getting there. So he obviously sees, well, you know, his skills are better. I mean, it's like, you know, and it's not even a big issue because. I love the man that believes in himself. You got to understand that, man. It's a lot of insecure people walking around here who don't believe in themselves. That man believes in himself. He likes the confidence. He likes the ability to believe in what you can do.
That's that check.
Hey, man, check. Whatever it is, he went 2 or 3 years without getting a check. But listen, is it the check or did he fought? He may fought.
Nah, listen, I can't even say that. I can't say that. I respect Mike. I just don't see him winning. That's all. So like, I don't want to ever come off sounding like I don't respect his skill. It's just like you said. It's a tall order.
I talked to Dan Raphael, and I was telling him in L.A. I said, listen, I believe that he should get fighter of the year. I mean, he's going to lose the Errol Smith fight because I'm betting on myself. Or I'm saying But it still doesn't say he's not the fighter of the year because he took challenges that guys in his weight won't take. You don't see those other guys calling out a particular guy. But that guy said, he didn't call him out and say, I want to fight him. That's not calling him out. That's not saying, oh, he's trash. He didn't say that. He said, I like his skills. I like him as a fighter. The first time I met Mike Garcia, I said, man, I love the way you work. I praised Mike. Listen, man, you're a great fighter. I told him the truth, how I feel about him. You know, I'm around a lot of boxers. I don't tell him anything. I don't say nothing about him. But for him, I had to because he was that good of a fighter. That's all. So him fighting L, I mean, you know, man, he believes in himself. We love the fact that a man believes in himself like that. Man, you know, more people believe in themselves. Hey, man.
All right, Derek, let me go ahead and shut this off. I want to thank you, obviously, for your time. I'm sorry to take up so much of it, but...
You okay, man?
All right. Hold on a minute.
What is up, TBV family? Yes, YouTube has been cutting funding to their channels as of late and with net neutrality. Going through its process. The internet is changing. If you want to keep your favorite channel intact, coming up with tons of content, and plus get hours and hours of extra content, head over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice to become a member of the TBV family and help support the channel. Peace.